Yes, that is anchor.fm. Anyone that wants to create their own podcast, again, it's very simple, very easy. You will not be disappointed. Like I've said previously, you can do it from your home, taking a walk, at school, your job, your bathtub, your bed. It is simple. You can do it from your computer, from your phone. It is very simple. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the podcast. I want to thank my dedicated supporters. You are small in number, but you are huge in support. And for that, I greatly, greatly appreciate it. I had a conversation with a friend today, and we were actually talking about friends with benefits. And as I was strolling through Anita Love to Hate email, I came across a subject someone wanted me to talk about, friends with benefits, and what actually does it mean, and like, why do people want to be friends with benefits? This individual had a friend that she really liked, and she wanted to actually be in a relationship with this person. But the guy wanted to just be friends. He was willing to, you know, treat her out, pay some bills here and there, you know, do some things like that in regards for her. But with benefits of, you know, let's have some fun, babe. Anyway, she got offended because she said she's never been the friends with benefit type of person. But after she started thinking and processing everything, she realized that she really don't really understand the friends with benefits. She didn't have a clear understanding of what it meant and what is the benefits from friends, when it comes to dating, and why do people even want to be friends with a benefit type of situation? And I'm going to try to break it down as easily as possible. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not this guru specialist of friends with benefits, but I have had friends that were in friendship situation, and honey, they were great. They were happy. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, two of them moved alone and got married and things of that nature. One of them are still in another situation currently with a friends with benefit type of situation. So, no judgment here. But let's dive into this topic, right? Friends with benefits. And we're going to start off with what actually does friends with benefits really mean? Like, what does it mean? When we talk about a friend with benefits relationship, that can be a little tricky for someone to define, for someone to actually understand, because it's somewhere between you having a dating relationship with a person and it's just a friendship. And that's the actual truth. So that's what make it very tricky. Usually friends with benefits means that people who know each other have engaged in intimate extracurricular of sexual activities without really actually dating one another. And it's different from a person hooking up, which tends to be a one-time thing with someone new or someone that you may have a crush on. So you just hook up with them and that's just that. I hope that you understood that thus far. How is friends with benefits any different from dating? When you're dating someone, right? You have this deep, special feelings connection for them. In friends with benefits situation, you're just friends. You are just friends who happens to hang out, and sometimes you guys have sex. Sometimes you are doing the do the nasty with one another. You're just being intimate with one another. And people who are friends with benefits type of status may be free to date other people. And there are some people that are friends with benefits type of situation or not, will not date other people without clarifying it with whoever they're sleeping with. The physical stuff that they do is usually a no strings attached type of situation. And that's not necessarily committed to each other, but also because you have respect for each other. In some of these friends with benefits situation, there may not be any strings attached to one another, which means we can cut this off at any time if I find somebody that I want to date and get to know. But once you cross the line of being intimate with someone else, you have to be honest with that person that you have that friends with benefits situation with. Point blank and period. Why do anyone want to be friends with benefits type of situation? Well, truthfully, I don't really know. Personally, there are different reasons why friends with benefits could possibly work for some people. I don't knock it. I can understand how some people have dated someone and then that date turns into we're a friend, and then neither one of them want to start over, but neither one of them want to be in a committed relationship with one another because things may have happened, hurt may have been there, disappointment may have been there, but for whatever reason they connect with each other sexually and they just rather keep it with friends with benefits. We get together, you put it down, you give me money, you buy me things, you may pay my bills or whatever the case may be, whatever the friends with benefits situation is, that may be the arrangement that you guys have. It could just be that that person feels safe. That person may feel it's fun to explore their sexuality with us, with someone that they trust, a trusted friend. Friends with benefits can be also an alternative for people who just really don't want the commitment of a dating relationship. They really just want to have the freedom of we get together, we chill, we have fun, we laugh, we do the do. And, you know, you go do you and I go do me. And I don't have the pressure of having to worry about every single thing that may have happened in that day. A man flirting with me or a woman flirting with me or me being attracted to someone else. I don't know what the case may be. It varies with different people. People who have strong romantic type of feelings for a friend may hope that that friends with benefits relationship will probably evolve into a more serious dating relationship. I know someone that was dating someone for like 3 years. I think it was 3 years, maybe like two-ish, almost 3 years. And things happen. They end up breaking up and then they start having this friends with benefit type of situation. The guy wasn't allowed to date and sleep with other people and neither was her. Right. But she had the freedom to have conversation with other people. He had the freedom of having conversation with other people. But when it came to intimacy, when it came to making love and sex and fulfilling fantasies and things like that, they always gave it to each other. And then eventually they realized that they really did love being with one another. They really did enjoy being with each other. And they had got to the point where they forgave one another for what had happened in their relationship. And it actually turned into a real relationship. I kid you not. They actually turned into a real relationship. They end up having two kids together. They are still married to this day. I promise you on everything that I love. Anyway, what else do a person need to know when it comes to friends with benefits type of situation? Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a guru with this type of situation. It's just from experience. It's just from friends, from conversations that I've had, from the internet, social media. Being intimate with someone is supposed to actually feel freaking good, right? It should be one of those most enjoyable situations for everyone who participate in that situation. However, in some friends with benefits situations, people may have different expectations, or in some situations, their expectation may, for whatever reason, change over time. Like, for example, one person may want something short term, right? Like a short-term relationship, while that other person may want to be in a long-term relationship. And when people happens to want different things, it may feel confusing. It may become disappointment, or people may become angry or, you know, annoyed. And it's also possible that the friendship may eventually change or even possibly come to an end. Now, I know you're probably thinking about having a friend with benefits type of situation. I'm just kidding. You may not be. But if you are, you should ask yourself some questions that will probably help you. First of all, what are your needs? Right? What are your wants? What is your expectation in a friends with benefits relationship? If I was asking myself that question, what are my needs? My needs is to be respected, to be treated the way I deserve to be treated. My want is to be pampered, to be wine and dine. My expectation in that friendship with benefit type of situation is for them not to lie to me, deceive me, and not to be spreading their will to random people. The next question will be, will my friendship change if it becomes that friends with benefit relationship? Those are questions that you have to ask yourself, because it's a great possibility that that could very well happen. How can I feel, or how might I feel, if my relationship with my friend were to end or just happened to change? Can you handle that? Will you be able to walk away from that friendship if it no longer exists? Could you be able to handle it if you found yourself falling deeper in love with that friend and they end up meeting somebody else and they want to be with somebody else? How would you be able to handle it? Because all these questions have to come into play when you are thinking about this type of situation, right? How might I feel if my friend started a relationship with someone else? That's what I previously just said. Can you handle that? Me personally, I don't think that I could. I think that I could handle it, but I definitely think that it probably would destroy my friendship. I said what I said. How will it take care of myself if that friend with benefits situation happen to get against any sexual transmitted diseases or any type of sexual transmitted infections or unplanned pregnancy, if that would happen? How will you take care of yourself in that friends with benefits relationship? Will you be using condoms? Will you not have sex around your time? If you were to happen to get an STD, then that means that somebody been poking the bear with another person and you didn't know about it. So these are questions that you have to be honest with yourself. Most importantly, how will you talk to your partner about things like sexual health and consent? Like, if me and my friend said, hey, let's do this, and you want to know, like, how do we talk about like sexual health? Like, should we use condoms? You want to go get an STD test done, like a full blown out panel? And, well, let's talk about consent, because I need you to know that if I no longer want to engage in this and we're in the middle of like about to do the do, I want, you know, my consent can be pulled at any time and you're going to respect it. A lot of people have a hard time with respecting people's consent to not have sex, even if that person is buck freaking naked. What is a consent, in case of those of you that do not know? Whether it's holding hands, whether you're making out or having sex, it's important for everyone to have a consent. That way everyone is on the same page and everyone is having fun and enjoyable, and there's no issue with what exactly did that person mean. Before and throughout any type of sexual activity, any type of physical interaction, every person involved needs to communicate their boundaries, and they need to ask about their respect of others and their limits. And just because someone gave their consent to do something in the past, that does not mean that they want to do it right now in the future. And it always, always is okay for anyone to change their mind at any given time. You can also talk about, you know, the safe words, if you need to talk about that. There are different things that you need to be clear on. Consent is a person can say, yes, I want to be with you. I want to make love to you. I want you to please me in any way capacity. And then 5 minutes into it, even 15 minutes, even a minute into it, that person can be like, I don't want to do this anymore. They have revoked that consent. That means at that moment, no matter how hot and bothered you are, how intense your adrenaline is going, how much your blood is pumping, that means you have to come to a halt and freaking stop and respect that woman's boundary or that man's boundaries. Period. So, friends with benefits, many people have been in those situations with, you know, with a person that they trust that they want to have and engage in these sexual activities without any fear of being hurt or hurting the other person's feelings. It's completely harmless if everybody is in it for the right reason and everybody is respectful of one another. And let's just be very clear. Most time, people will have a friends with benefits situation for as long as someone will want. In my opinion, I think a good rule of thumb idea of friends with benefits, I think it should last about 5 to 6 weeks, just long enough to really master that one another's G-spot, but not so long that you start internalizing that person as your partner, as your live-in, as your roommate, your work schedule, all that stuff. 5 to 6 weeks should be what you guys both engage in, because let's be very clear, you can very well fall in love with your friends with benefit partner. That isn't the worst thing that can happen. And it's not the only super common thing that have happened. And sometimes it's actually a great sign that you're an emotionally healthy being who is actually capable of involving a complex emotion. And I think that should be celebrated. Again, whatever you decide to do, you have to ask yourself those questions and you have to be honest with yourself of what your needs are, what your wants, what your expectation is with that friends with benefits situation. Will your friendship change if it becomes that type of friends with benefits situation? How would you feel if that relationship with your friend changed or end? If that friend started a relationship with someone else after you guys have started a friends with benefits situation? How would you protect yourself from like a possible sexual transmitted disease or sexual transmitted infection or possibly unplanned pregnancy? And you need to be able to talk to one another about your sexual health and make sure that you are clear on consent. And I ain't knocking nobody. I saw this and I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about it. And let me be very clear. If you are one of those people that cannot be with someone without being emotionally connected to them and not holding it in a negative manner as thinking that you just a hit wonder or you just a hookup, because you could be friends with benefits where you're getting all of your sexual desires addressed and you're getting pampered and all of that good stuff, and you can still feel like you're a hookup. You can still feel like that. A hookup is a one-time situation. If you're coming back for seconds and thirds, or that person is coming back for second and thirds, you're not a hookup, honey. Just thought I'd share. Whatever your decision is, or whatever anyone decides to do, have friends with benefit type of situation, not have friends with benefit situation. I think everybody should be honest and upfront and straight up with whatever it is that you choose or you desire to do. I said what I said and I mean it. Friends with benefits should benefit everyone involved. Everyone involved. There should be a clear line of communication. It should be no lies being told. If the understanding between you and that other person is we're not fucking other people, it's just going to be me and you. I can date someone else or you can date someone else, but we ain't fucking other people. And if we decide that we want to see what else is out there and fuck somebody else, you have to be very honest and upfront with one another. Period. I said what I said. That's how I feel. And I'm not going to argue with anybody about it. All right. That's my time. Take it how you please. You guys, remember, stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinions dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high like the former first lady. You supposed to be happy regardless to how you make other people happy. You have to show up for yourself. Happiness starts with you. And if having a friends with benefit is what makes you happy and what's going to give you that satisfaction that you need to you. Fuck what anybody else have to say. Peace.